So welcome back to a brand new episode. In this episode, my emphasis to develop certainty as a business leader. This is absolutely essential if you want to become an elite business leader. So let's begin. Now, this adversity can be a personal crisis as well. For example, what if you got laid off from your work and you are without a job right now? That's a personal crisis. I'm known to a gentleman who had that exact same experience. He got laid off from his work that used to work for 5 years. And on the day that he got laid off, he only has $750 in his bank account. And he lives in Toronto, Canada. Now that comes to something around rupees, 100,000 rupees in Sri Lankan money. Now on that day, he made a decision. Instead of looking for another job in desperation, he wanted to create a business. So he went on developing this startup called SneakerTub, which went on to earn $1 million within a year. Now we're gonna have a chat with him halfway across the world. So for that, we need to go back to our office because we're gonna have to connect with him via video conference. So let's have a chat. Hi Kamaj, welcome to the Blueprint.
Thank you for having me, Ramindu.
Pleasure. So many years ago, you got laid off from your work and you said you only had $750 in your bank account. Most individuals will desperately look for another opportunity to join to work. Yeah. But instead, you went and developed a new business. What made you to look forward in optimism?
I honestly think, well, $700 to be exact, not $750. But I think for me, it was about freedom because I had worked for so many people in the past, had a few bad experiences as well. So I thought what I've learned for the 5 years that I worked in the industry in Canada, in the film industry in Canada, that I can apply to something that I love. And something that doesn't feel like going to work every day, which is the sneaker industry, obviously. So that was the main reason for me to not look for other opportunities and go solo and create my own thing.
Brilliant. So having a business concept is one thing, and developing that business concept into a profitable business is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Right? So you not only developed a new business called SneakerTub, but it was profitable. And it was profitable in such a short span of time. What strategies worked out for you to create your breakthrough?
I honestly think, Ramindu, it is... I did tons of research. It might have been fast research, but I did a ton of research before getting into the industry. And it's I think... For me, it's learning something new every day because I'm still learning. That's how I got to profitability fast. I studied the industry. I had conversations with so many people. Google, YouTube is such a great resource for a lot of people don't use it, but it's a great resource for even inspiration, not just knowledge, knowledge and inspiration. So I use them to the best of my ability to learn about the industry. And I still keep learning every day. I still meet new people. I still try to work with the biggest brands that I haven't worked with. It's just, for me, honestly, is not giving up not being satisfied with the status quo.
Absolutely. Amazing. So basically continuous and never ending improvement and learning. That's what paved the way for your success. Absolutely. So often a lot of people think like it has to be that one or two strategies. So you perfectly said it has to be continuous learning and continuous research. So the other thing, I remember a few years ago when we met, you said it's important to have a exit strategy. Did you have an exit strategy when you first developed your business concept?
No, because honestly, it changes so fast every day and your exit strategy also changes so fast with it. So currently I do have a goal in mind. So when we get there, we will think about the exit strategy. But I think as someone who starts a business right away, if you're new to the business, it's all about developing that business and hitting those micro goals as fast as possible, or it doesn't even have to be fast as possible. You can give yourself a timeline to hit those goals, but not get frustrated when you don't hit those goals, because obviously nothing happens overnight and you have to work at it. I work with some of the biggest brands in the world, but I have worked myself to the bone for close to 6 years to be able to do that. So someone starting a business today may not have the opportunity, but you have to start from ground up and build. It's just like building a house. You need a great foundation and you need to build the house from there, from the bottom up. So I think it's step by step, baby steps, of course, and having a lot of patience goes a long way in any business.
Yeah, so basically it put your optimism into test in so many different ways. Yes. Every day.
You're correct.
And just to give an overview for our audience, our TV audience, now you are quite popular online. In the first year, what was your revenue at the end of the year?
I think we hit 200,000 from what I remember. This was 6 years ago. Obviously, with so much information going on in my head, I don't think I even remember, but somewhere close to 200,000 within the first year. From that $700, and I didn't bring in any outside investors. We still don't have any outside investors. We still don't have angel investors in our business. I'm still bankrolling with that $700 that I invested. For me, I think what worked out was reinvesting all my profits. A lot of the kids these days online. I've seen tons of interviews from Sri Lankans who basically show off their entrepreneurship by, you know, the car they drive or, you know, the house they own. That has been the status of, I'd say the gold standard for entrepreneurship is the car you drive, which is terrible and which is so wrong. Entrepreneurship is about, for me personally, it's about how hard I work and how I'm happy at the end of the day. It's not the material things. It's because I love this game. That's why I'm in it. For me, what was I think most important was I reinvested all my profits back into the business. I still do reinvest a majority of the profits back into the business, and that's how you build a business up. It's not, you know, thinking that the business is a separate entity and yourself as a separate entity. You just pay yourself a salary from the business and just keep reinvesting, and that's the easiest and the best way to grow if you're not bringing in any outside capital.
Oh, it's fantastic. That's a beautiful lesson for budding entrepreneurs in Sri Lanka and even, you know, around the world. And I remember you mentioned that you didn't even have angel investors even to date, and that includes refusing the deal that you received from Dragon's Den as well. So yes. The people who are watching this, Dragon's Den is the equivalent for Shark Tank in the US, and you received a huge amount, but you refused it.
So what happened was, so as many people know, Dragon's Den, Shark Tank, they're all TV shows. So the deals that actually happen on TV are just handshake deals, but the actual deal with the paperwork goes through much later. So there's a due diligence period of 1 year where the investors and us as the business owners, we evaluate ourselves and see if we are fit for each other to move forward. So that's the period. It's approximately a 1 year period. That's when the investors and I both decided we are not suitable to be doing business together, just because of the nature of the sneaker business. And there were a lot of investors who had knowledge in the fashion business, but the sneaker business is a whole other game. It's not, you know, it's a niche of the fashion business. So the way sneaker brands operate is pretty different to how other fashion brands operate. So we decided it's the deal should not move forward, and we amicably parted ways. But today I worked with Michelle Romanov's company. She was one of the dragons that I rejected the deal from. She has a company called Clear Bank, so we work very closely with them. Just Google, if you're in North America, Google Clear Bank. They're a very good company to be partners with, especially for startups. They provide funding in a very non-traditional form.
Brilliant, fantastic. So As an entrepreneur, developing certainty, how important is it for you?
I think it's probably one of the most important things as an entrepreneur. It's about having a belief in yourself and a belief in your business, and definitely having a goal for your business and hitting those goals earlier on in your business. And you know, once you grow your business and once you develop it, not take a back seat and watch it watch it plateau, I guess. But to keep reinvesting money, to keep reinvesting your time, and to keep reinvesting in your business, I think is definitely the way to go.
Absolutely. So with certainty, you get visibility, so you can act upon it.
Yeah.
And you certainly took a lot of actions and it created momentum. And this momentum opened up other avenues for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So from SneakerTub, what are the other ventures that you moved into at the moment?
So we have a retail space called Milk Toronto, which is a kind of a brand of its own. You would see the logo right in the back, the neon. So Milk is, we are partners with New Era, who is the biggest cap company in the world. They supply caps for MLB, NBA. They are the official cap brand for those leagues. So we are direct partners with them. We do our New Era collaboration drops in form of hats every month. I'd say we are a niche streetwear brand who sells other brands as well. So Milk is a very unique theme. It's a milk and cereal themed sneaker store, it's a streetwear boutique. And all of the designs we usually drop are very milk and cereal themed. So it might be a novel concept for a lot of Sri Lankans because they're like, oh, why is your brand called Milk? Like, why can't it be like anything else? It has nothing to do with like streetwear or sneakers, but that's the beauty of it, right? When we first opened up Milk, people were like, why? And that brought in a lot of eyes on the brand, and that got us a lot of PR. So it was calculated to kind of work that way. Definitely planned.
Brilliant. Awesome. So from $700 into becoming a serial entrepreneur, that is absolutely inspiring journey you have, Kamaj.
And thank you, Ram.
this is all we have time for today. And thank you so much. And hope to see you again for a longer chat.
Yes.
But thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's a great program. And kudos to Derana for actually putting this in front of people, because I think education in entrepreneurship is something that's needed for kids growing up and startups and young entrepreneurs.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So thanks for joining from halfway around the world, Kamaj, and speak to you soon.
Talk to you soon.